Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Because he's back with us, ladies and gents. The inflappable, is that a word? I've just made it up. Mark Lottery is with us.
He sees me and the word that comes to mind is flapping, and then he goes for I've done nothing to you. I've not been mean to you. I said good morning.
We hugged.
Jake Dunk flapping. Stopping short of saying hikose.
You're looking amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's good to be here. Yeah. You guys look great. I'm always happy to come here and like see that everyone's still employed. You know, it's a hectic industry, man. God is good. Look at you.
There you go. This is the first you've come back twice in the same.
I know.
I'm here.
Yeah.
You are fabulous. You are back on stage again soon. How's this year? How's 2023 been for you?
2023 has been busy. We've been on tour with the show.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just been so many standing ovations and. I'm like, can people sit down? I want to go home. I need to eat. Stop this encore nonsense now. But it's been good. And the reason I hesitate for a second when you ask me is because the world at the moment is upside down. You know, when I was at school, I was just sitting there in the car thinking. I remember at school we used to have this slogan. I don't know if you. We had what you called have a sex.
Yes.
Yeah. And in Coke, people wrote things on the back of it. No.
Before
you tippings. No. You used to sniff the tippings. I'm talking about the coking. I wasn't at that school. We all know about you. Even teachers, your teachers sit astounded to hear you on radio. So and there was a thing that we had, stop the world, I want to get off. And sometimes you wake up now, I mean, this month, you just think, as human beings, where are we? So my year's been great, but when you say that, now we are in the world, you just almost feel like, wow, you know, I think you savor moments and you go, we even privileged to be here.
Sure.
So with that being said, it has been a great year. We are on tour, and the tour culminates at the Baxter Theatre with my stand-up show. So I wrote that musical. And although the world is going crazy, my bond still needs to be paid, which is why I'm here.
Spot on.
So, if you want to do something good for someone who was previously disadvantaged, then come to my show.
But isn't it nice, though? Because in this world that's crazy, we need to dirty laugh. And let me tell you, there's nothing better for the soul. They're not a little giggle, not like at that joke that you hear at the photocopy machine.
That's a lovely giggle. That's usually done at Theatre on the Bay. Yeah. But now we're at the. Because even if you make like duck liquor jokes at Theatre on the Bay, and people tell me that was delightful, we must come again. But at the back, so you can go, wah. So come and wah at the show. And I think we're going into the festive season. As well, you know, and people somehow, especially people who've had a really, really tough year, sometimes you just need 80 minutes of wah.
I love it. Listen, I love the fact that everything that you bring to the stage is a part of you. You know, if I think as far back as I remember talking to you in my career, which is pre-2000s.
Yes.
It's a bit of you that you share with everybody all the time. Whether it's
I remember you then because you used to, at that point, you were, I mean, you still are, but you were very good looking and you used to be quite diplomatic. Whereas now I think you say how you feel. But it is that long back. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
It is that long back.
And you've shared a part of you with everyone since then. And I love that about you. And it's a very rare thing to be able to do it and have people look into your life and laugh with you. It's such a great thing to be able to have done. I can remember every aspect of your life, almost the incidents, the accidents, the everything.
I tell you, it's interesting that you say that because people say, I think for all of us, people say, you know, why are you doing what you're still doing? And for me, in stand-up comedy, it's about talking about what you're going through. When other comedians say, you know, you've been doing it for so long, I always say, well, it's because I'm funny. But when they... No, I don't even know why I said that. I mean, I was doing so well. Wait a second, and then that. So you talk about what's happening, and 2 weeks ago, And I actually talk about this in the show. I mean, a good friend of mine is ill, and the doctor said you've got an X amount of time to live. And in the morning, he posts a thing of saying, "Don't be negative." He says, even especially when you realize that we're all going to die, you don't spend a lot of time being negative. And I take that in and I say, yeah, but that's actually how I live. You know, you like to tell yourself that's how you live. And I get to my car, and there's a sticker of Picard from Tiffany in Sea Point. She reversed into my car. Ooh. And but now I'm just not trying to remember my friend's words from that morning, because she left her phone number. And I went into that space and I phoned her, and I could feel the apprehension on the phone. And I just went the other way and I said, "Tiffany," because she was hyperventilating, I said, "I am sure you did not wake up this morning with the intention of reversing into anybody." That's what I said. But in my heart, I wanted to say, "Yo, massa, auntie's a double a bumper." But I did not say that. I did not say that, because we have to be good people and spread kindness. So when you, Mr. O'Connor, say that you know aspects of my life, it's because I think I generally talk about what we all go through. And if we can all remember that we go through the same stuff, that we cry for the same stuff, and we laugh at the same stuff, fundamentally we're all the same. So we will be better people. I heard it as I said it. I heard you say you love it. But even I got goose flesh listening to these pearls of wisdom that I am dropping here so early in the morning, here where there wasn't even a receptionist. Shame. People listening, these people come to work, they don't even get a receptionist. Other people who come in after them get a receptionist and someone who says good morning to guests and would you like a cup of tea. These three, they don't get that. But guys, keep dreaming, one day
dreams come true.
Dreams come true,
folks. Mark Lottery, please get your tickets. You gotta see him before Christmas.
Oh, it's via web tickets, Canala.
From me to you,
web tickets. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Love you.
Thank you. It's great chatting to all three of you. Are you all happy in your relationships?
Yes. Oh, well, okay. Ricky doesn't have one.
I'm still single.
I can tell you why. People who spend a lot of time with their clothing off on social media often don't end up in a healthy relationship. I didn't know why I needed to come here and speak like this today. I'm just a vessel. But when you wear more clothing like the rest of us, somebody will love you.
Noted. I'm noting it.
Yes,
thank you. We've had it all this week.
Thank you. You people are beautiful. Lots
thank
of
you,
love.
Mark.
Okay.
Love you, mate.
Bye.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.